Police, NYC woman held at knife point, forced to withdraw $8,000 from ATM. By Amy Furr on August 3, 2023. Police say a woman was held at knife point Tuesday during a harrowing daylight incident in the Bronx. The incident happened on the Grand Concourse near East 149th Street that afternoon when a man and woman approached a 56-year-old woman, the New York Post reported Thursday. The two individuals allegedly brought out a knife and forced the victim to go to an ATM and retrieve $8,000 from her bank account. The pair is accused of taking the money and two of the woman's rings. Images of the suspects show a man wearing a dark-colored jacket and dark pants, while a woman is seen wearing a dark-colored baseball cap, a light-colored hoodie, and a black bag slung across her body. It's NYC, what you get with Democrats in charge. One social media user commented on the Post article. No problem, crime is no longer illegal in NYC, another user replied. Law enforcement authorities are searching for the suspects in the case and hope anyone who sees their photos might recognize them. The man was described as being between 35 and 45 years old and 5 feet, 8 inches tall. The woman was described as being near the same age, standing about 5 feet, 6 inches tall. As New York City is grappling with rampant crime, a recent occurrence ended with a man being placed into custody after he allegedly stabbed two individuals with scissors outside Magnolia's Bakery in West Village. Following the incident, witness Eli Klein said crime has become a significant worry among residents. We've seen a steady decrease since whenever it was decades ago, but unfortunately the decrease has stopped. It's not like it was in the 1980s or the early 90s, when it was much worse than this, but you want things to keep getting better and the improvement, the overall trajectory, has stopped. To make matters worse, more of the city's police officers are reportedly leaving amid the crime plaguing their communities, as many are deciding to quit before retiring. Meanwhile, New York City police officers reportedly suffered 32% more injuries so far in 2023 than in 2022 as rampant crime bears down on their communities, according to Breitbart News.